You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So a lot of market reports, and especially one from IDC recently, says that $641 billion will be spent on consumer experience technologies in 2022. And that's about $130 billion more than what it was in 2019. Now, we have spoken about this a lot of times. The pandemic has led to digital transformation. It has led a lot of companies to quickly adopt technology and adopt more digital means. And as a result, marketers also have to think about how they will connect with their customers and how they will explain what they do. And CX leaders have been thinking about this. And I have with me today Rohan Arora, who's the head of marketing at Bosch & Lomb. Rohan, why are we talking about data? I mean, you're here, you know more about this. Why are we talking about data all of a sudden?
Hi, Prasad. Thanks for having me here. I think if I look at data, it goes to the core of all kinds of decision making. And, you know, even when we talk about supply chain or logistics or finance, we as a business rely on a lot of data to get efficiency and make the right kind of processes. I think the same thing has to apply to marketing as well. It's marketing is as much an art as it is a science. And I think if we can introduce the right kind of data, delivering the right kind of insights, that's the approach to make it more effective, make it more efficient.
So of course, 2020 must have been a challenge. And what do you feel? I'm sure customer expectations would have also changed now, given the circumstances and everything we're going through. So what are marketers like? What are you guys being forced to do? Or how are you rethinking the processes that you have today?
See, Prasad, I think there were a lot of changes in terms of consumer expectations that were already afoot. But over the last year, some of these have been accelerated, especially, you know, I want to talk about two aspects of this. The first, of course, was about, you know, brands putting out more authentic communication. People now expect brands to be a part of the community that they exist in, you know, to care about people, not just, you know, come out as somebody who wants to sell more to more people, right? And the second and more important change is that today brands are being forced to support purchase journeys that are shifting more and more to the digital media. You know, for a lot of categories, it's not just the purchase that has shifted to, let's say, online or e-commerce, but it's also the process of decision making that has become majority online, right? So the onus is on us as a brand and as a business to not only simplify access to our products, but also provide the right kind of information and the right kind of resources that can help consumers choose the right product and right brand.
Correct. You know, I personally just, I look at me and I think I absolutely agree with that, you know, wanting brands to be part of the community. I mean, I have dropped a lot of brands simply because I just don't relate to them anymore. And I'm sure it is like that for you guys as well. So what are the biggest challenges when, you know, when we think of personalized solution for customers? What are the biggest challenges here?
Prasad, I have a slightly different opinion on personalization. I think we do talk about personalization quite a lot in the CX space, but I think personalization, it's as a tool, it has huge potential to enhance consumer experience, right? But for me, it's only a means to achieve a better end result. Personalization is not the end goal. It's something that helps consumers feel, get more relatable and relevant communication at the right time, right? And therefore, for me, the focus has to remain on the CX vision, which is all about building a great experience, building a great purchase journey, right from awareness to advocacy for every consumer, every time.
So many touch points when it comes to customer interaction, and especially through digital platforms. So where do you begin this journey to ensure that, you know, you can seamlessly reach the customer?
You know, it's an interesting question because that was the exact problem that we also faced when we were at the beginning of this journey. You know, where do you begin? Because CX is a philosophy that should be embedded within the entire organization. It's not just marketing or, you know, one function that has to champion it. And, you know, that's why it could get difficult to get started. So talking about our case, you know, for Bausch & Lomb, it was just about identifying the core consumer experience that could most directly impact the business goals that we were chasing. For us, it was all about getting a trial into a consumer's hands. More product trials translate into more business for us, right? And we just focused on that. So in the past, the only way for a consumer to get a trial of a Bausch & Lomb product was to, you know, walk into a store or one of our kiosks, which we used to put up periodically. And therefore, the onus was on the consumer to find us. With the help of our digital framework, we just flipped this process around. We started reaching out to consumers through various digital channels, and we made it very simple for them to just come onto our website, order a free trial, and we'll deliver it at their doorstep or, you know, just at an outlet near them. And after that, once we had this sort of core experience built up, it was just a matter of, you know, building out the entire CX vision from that core experience, adding platforms, processes on the way, and aligning each function to deliver that journey.
That's interesting. You know, you said that CX is a philosophy. And to that point, so what is, you know, Bausch & Lomb's vision? If you could explain that based on what is your company vision and how has technology helped you guys to achieve that vision?
See, Prasad, at Bausch & Lomb, we stand for helping people see better, live better, right? And the way we want to realize that vision is by helping more and more people experience our product, right? We believe that we have, you know, scientifically and medically superior products which can add great value to consumer lives. And for us, digital is core to realizing that vision. It's core not just to our marketing initiatives, but the entire integrated CX and ERP framework, you know, all platforms put together, they help us be more aware and responsive to consumer needs. You know, we want to craft these purchase journeys as consumers become more aware of our products. They explore options, you know, what all is available to them for their specific need. You know, just experiencing the category even through a trial, which I mentioned, and then ultimately becoming a regular consumer. We are looking at every step of this consumer journey and asking ourselves, how can technology help us deliver a great experience to our consumers? How can we improve each of these steps in the journey?
And I believe Oracle plays an important part in all of this, right? What are the specific solutions that you guys are using and how has it helped your performance?
Currently, we have the Oracle engagement platform supported by responses for automating a lot of communication. And I think the biggest advantage that these platforms bring on board for me is the unified view of the consumer, right? This aligns perfectly with our vision. You know, contact lenses is a fairly complex category. It has a highly involved decision-making process. Consumers need information, support, engagement at every step of this journey. You know, when I'm exploring what are my options, you know, I have to understand different materials, different technologies, different features, etc. Right? A unified view to a consumer's engagement lifecycle helps us deliver this seamlessly. You know, hypothetically speaking, a consumer who's just ordered a trial from us can call us and at all times will be fully aware of where they stand in terms of engagement with Bausch & Lomb. We can track their trial. We can tell them when it will be delivered. If it's already been delivered, we can, you know, help them pick a product which they like. We can answer a lot of their questions. If they suggest that they've had a poor trial experience or, you know, if they need clarity on how to use and where to purchase via any of our digital channels, we can seamlessly today connect them to one of our service advisors or even an optometrist or even a store just to help them along that journey.
And it's so interesting, you know, we all sort of went indoors and we thought we had lost connection with others, and it seems like we can still connect seamlessly with everybody. So what is the, you know, way forward for Bausch & Lomb, especially with respect to how you transform your, you know, CX initiatives digitally?
Needs to be responsive in real time in order to deliver a great experience to every consumer every time. You know, for example, we want to build a framework where a consumer anywhere in this country can, you know, if they tell us that they can't find our products, we can get that product in their hands the same day. Now that requires data transparency, not just between service and marketing, but also supply chain. And with our distributors, need to be fully connected via digital platforms, right? We are today looking at every business process, including distribution, logistics, and we're transforming that via, you know, these interconnected digital platforms, which can speak to each other in real time without any manual intervention.
It is all so interesting that, you know, following 2020, we have now gone to, you know, sort of hyper-accelerated our digital initiatives.
Thanks a lot, Rohan, for these insights. I think CX trends are going to be extremely interesting going forward.
So that was our episode on CX trends and what's happening in the customer experience space. To learn more about CX trends and Oracle's products, log on to the Bring Your Data, Build Your Future page on lifemint.com.
This episode is sponsored by Oracle. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.